going on, shouty?
What's up, y'all?
What it do?
How y'all doing?
How y'all doing? We got good. A lot going on. We got Ray over here. We got Siege downstairs trying to do his e-learning. He keeps asking questions every 2 minutes, so we're going to see how this goes.
We'll see how that goes. It's going to probably be a short one, but that's okay. Yeah, so you ready to get into it?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hey, hey.
What up, y'all?
What's going on, shouty?
Man.
Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
Oh, I wasn't ready for that.
Oh, okay. I didn't think so.
Okay, so why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, shouty?
Well, thank you. Introducing in the blue corner. He weighs in at 185 pounds. He stands 5 foot 11 inches tall. His name is Chad, a.k.a. Bay.
Hey,
And
that's the crowd.
That's right. Standing in the red corner.
In the red corner. She stands all of 5'3", weighs 151 pounds, and she's Gabrielle. I don't know.
A.k.a. Gay.
A.k.a. Gay. You guys, that is like the first time I've probably ever said my weight aloud. Now the whole nation is going to know how much I weigh. Nation. I literally never say how much I weigh.
But you're beautiful.
You're beautiful. It's true.
It's like some good quality booty meat.
Oh my goodness, I feel some kind of way because I just said my whole weight.
No, that means that you...
Why? The scale does not matter. Let me tell you this, ladies. If you're listening right now, the scale does not matter.
It does not matter.
Okay? And you know why it bothers me? It's because in my mind, my goal weight... Well, my goal weight was 148.
Which I actually
did get there. I'm in a reverse now, so I've gained just a little bit, but I'll be cutting again in the summertime. Anyway, that's a whole nother thing, but... I did get to my goal, which was 148, but I think the last time I weighed that, I looked different because I was doing different things. I was doing tons of cardio. I was running. I was super thin and super lean. So just in my mind, I don't know. It's just something about saying my weight out loud, but who cares?
She looks amazing.
Who cares how much you weigh? I did weigh 226 pounds right before I had Reagan. How about that?
No,
right after I had her, actually.
She looks amazing.
So, you know what?
And I think that I show you that you look amazing.
You do.
Each and every day.
Thank you. So, ladies, if you're listening, who cares how much you weigh? The number does not matter. How do you feel? How do you look? Are you happy with that? Then that's all you need.
That's all right. See, that's the same thing. Like, you know, even for guys out there that are looking at the scale, tripping about how maybe you're trying to lose weight or you're trying to... bulk up, you know, like, because I'm going through a phase now where I'm actually trying to bulk up and I'm trying to gain weight. So I've went from 180, about 179 to right now I sit about 186 in the morning. Mm. So I've gained, you know, 5 to 6 pounds, you know, 7 pounds some days, depends.
Can we get a round of applause for that? Because there was a time that I never thought my husband would weigh more than me. Okay.
Like, I used to be like 150.
He literally used to be so small, and I was the heavier one in the relationship. So praise God, from whom all blessings flow, that the tables have turned. Okay,
that's
you
right.
Now weigh more than me.
Yeah, by
like
good,
who are
by
you?
A good 30 pounds.
I know who are you.
but yeah, no, it takes like you know what. But what I was saying about that is just you know is like basically you know it's the same thing for the guys that are if there's any guys listening right now, I hope there is. But you can look at the scale and get discouraged because I've done it. I've done it as someone that's trying to gain weight. Mm-hmm. You're like, man, I'm not gaining anything. But ultimately, what I've started to do, or whether than I'd still weigh myself, but what I've done to make sure that I'm not tripping is I've looked in the mirror.
Mm.
And then if I see a change, I'm like, Gabrielle, do you see this? Do you see like, do my arms look bigger? Does my chest look bigger? Are you seeing my abs? Are you seeing my abs more? Yes, right. But you see the abs more. Like I ask her these things because, you know, because sometimes you're your own worst critic.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're relying on the scale to tell you something nice that you like, it's not the real truth. The real truth is what you look like.
Exactly.
And how you feel about how you look.
Mm-hmm.
So your weight could be 120 and you lost 100 pounds. But if you're not happy with the way you look, which there are people that are in that situation,
yeah.
That's what matters. So, yep. So it goes for, you know, for men and women out there, like,
scale be lying. Okay.
Scale is not the most important part. It's how really you feel not. About how you look is what's important. And that's what you got to work on.
Okay, right. We just opened up with a whole different tangent. But, man. Hey, we might as well go ahead and cue the music. Ah,
dang it. I knew you was going to do this. I was about to grab it, too. See, I can't stand you shouting. I knew that you was going to do that.
Yay!
But that's okay. I'm not even tripping. I'm not even tripping about it because of what I'm about to do is cue the music.
What up, peeps?
Or
that,
not.
That ain't it.
That's what you get.
Okay. Here you go. Now I'm about to cue the music.
Happy day. I was talking to Babe the other day and I was like, you know,
happy day.
I literally don't even know the day. I mean, I know the day of the week today because we do the podcast on Tuesdays.
And
yesterday
film it was
on
Easter,
Tuesdays.
So.
You listen to
I mean,
it.
2 days ago was Easter.
Yes,
so.
I'll say yesterday. That helped. Easter.
It was Easter Monday. It was
Thursday.
Easter Monday.
So I always
Thank
know
you.
What day Tuesday is. But it's crazy. I was reading something that was like, there's no longer the days of the week. It's just yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Like, who cares what day of the week it is? It's one of them days. It did happen today. Oh, it happened yesterday. Oh, no, it's happening tomorrow.
It's a day.
It's a day. So happy day to you guys. How's it going? We are in week 4 of the quarantine.
Yes, which is great. I think day like 19 or something like that.
It's crazy. Like, when is it supposed to end, though? Like, because I feel like for us in Indiana, what did he say? The mayor, he said until the 20th.
The governor said
till
April 20th was what he was going to do the social distancing standards here in Indiana. Now the schools did completely
close for the rest of the
year. Closed, so it's e-learning for the rest of the year. So Chad Jr. will officially finish the first grade here at home, mm-hmm. which I'm bummed about for him.
Yeah.
Because he loved his teacher and he, you know, his friends. So I'm bummed about that for him. So I just pray that he has some of the same friends next year.
Yeah.
So that he
I'm
can
sure
see them again.
Will, yeah.
So that, you know, because that stinks for any kid, you know, like just, you yeah. know, you know, like.
But I know that like Virginia until June 10th. So I'm like, are we really going to be off on the 20th? Like, what does that even mean? Like, once the 20th comes and goes, like, nothing is changing at this point.
Yeah, what the point of it'll get extended because the social distancing, the federal social distancing
is
put out till the end of April.
Okay.
You know, until like somebody that actually knows what they're talking about, like Dr. Fauci or someone like that, actually gives guidelines on what we should do, that's when I'll take it for a grain of salt, because I definitely don't listen to what anything else being said by the this government task force.
Yeah.
Dr. Fauci is about the only one that has a clue what he's talking about.
So yeah. I think I read or I saw a headline. I didn't read it. You know how you beep scrolling and you see headlines, and it could have been a hoax where he said that there is hope for us for Americans to travel in the summer.
Yeah, no, he did. He did say that. He said that he said the social distancing is working. It is slowing the number of cases. Mm-hmm. Now the cases are still happening. It's still you know, growing, but it has slowed. Even Governor Cuomo of New York said that he thinks the worst days are behind them in New York.
Oh, well, that's great.
Which is encouraging to hear, because New York has, you know, been getting battered.
Yeah.
And so they said that the, you know, he feels that the worst days are behind them. And there's been some little trial tests that's happened where people have gotten sick and they've taken something and it's helped them. But they don't know what's working yet.
Yeah.
It's still a lot of research and study.
Early on.
But it's very encouraging to hear from him, an expert in the field. Yeah. And so we just gotta keep praying that that the doctors, the smart people in all of this can continue to get the answers that we need, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's all we can do.
Yeah, so, and we know that God ultimately will fix this. Mm-hmm. You know?
Fix it, Jesus.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to jump into some questions.
Questions. I think I picked last time.
Questiones. Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, we can talk about this before. We can talk about this after. But are y'all watching Tiger King?
Oh, we can talk about it now.
Honey, we finally started watching Tiger King.
Is this real?
Is this real? Like, Joe Exotic is like a real person. It is the funniest thing to me and the craziest thing. Like, the extremes that he went to against Carol, like, y'all, I can't.
But Carol crazy too, though.
Carol is crazy too, because I'm lightweight trying to figure out how you get to rescue these animals
and make money off of them.
But can't nobody else do it because you're not breeding them.
But you still pay to play.
You still, right? Like, I'm so confused.
Same thing you trying to fight. But what she, but I guarantee what she did in her initiative to stop it across America is she tried to say, well, we're a rescue shelter.
Yeah. I mean, that's obviously
we don't don't have pay to play. Bullcrap. You still doing the same dang thing. You just not breeding them.
Yeah, it's crazy.
She's a hypocrite.
And
but he's crazy.
Well, I think, and then also she was talking about how she doesn't take the wild animals out. And she, I guess, I don't know if Big Cat Rescue, if they don't let people like pet the tigers and stuff like that. So maybe that is where she, I really don't know. And we're not finished. We have like three episodes
left. It's confusing though.
So we just finished the episode where we found out that Joe was embezzling from the guy that came and bought.
Jeff.
From Jeff, the one that bought.
Who looks like Carol's first husband. Look at a picture of her first husband.
Really?
And Jeff.
Interesting. And speaking of that, you can't tell me that she didn't kill her husband. You cannot tell me that she did not do something to that man and feed him to the tigers.
She had the exact same story.
Oh, what is it that she said?
Where she said, "Oh, I just got to go." What would he say? She said the same thing.
She said that he, the day before he left or something, he was talking about. It was a word that she repeated like three times.
But she
times.
Did it two or three different times in interviews.
Like years apart. It's like, girl, you really sticking to
that
this script, aren't you?
Yes.
He was like, ever. It was, what was that word? I wish I could remember.
Yeah, but it was,
it was like in the first interview, when they first interviewed her after he disappeared, she said the exact same thing. And then years later on this documentary, she said, it's like, what? Why would you repeat that
the
same?
The exact same thing.
It was just weird to me.
Yeah, so,
it's the craziest thing ever. And I've always loved tigers. Like, I think when I was young, I wanted a pet tiger. Tiger's always been, like, my favorite animal. But it's crazy to see people who actually, like, I guess I just never really thought about it. Yeah, there are people, because they was like, Shaq came and bought tigers. I didn't know folks was just owning tigers.
Mike Tyson
like
owned
that.
A tiger?
I did know that Mike Tyson owned a tiger because they did like a photo shoot or something. I feel like it was in a magazine or something.
It was.
But
back
you just
in the
think,
day.
I mean, it's Mike. Like,
it's Mike Tyson, yeah.
Yeah, but you don't think you're just regular average Joe.
Regular average
has
Joe, yeah.
All of these tigers. It is the craziest
thing. And then the fact that he ran for president.
Is the funniest
But then
thing.
Ran for governor. you just got to watch it. If you want a good laugh. You gotta watch,
honey, and these musical interludes. He got a song for everything.
He got a song for everything, but they're like,
I tell you, we are be laughing so hard watching this show, and we're not even finished yet. So we gotta finish these last three episodes because I need to know what he was even arrested for. Is he arrested for embezzling?
Yeah.
Did he really try to hire somebody to kid? Like, I don't even
know.
We haven't gotten there.
It's a good document. If you like documentaries, definitely watch it. Took us a while, but it's
it's good. Yeah,
it's pretty funny. So I guess now we'll jump into the.
To the questions.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just had to tell you that's what we've been occupying our time with a little bit.
Yes.
And potty training.
Yeah.
That's another thing that.
Yes, that's definitely been occupied. But it's going well.
It is.
Reagan is killing it. Yesterday was the best day ever. Mm-hmm. She's at this point now where she's like, if she has to go potty, she will just go do it and then tell us after.
Yep.
Even yesterday, she went to the bathroom, picked up the thing, and tried to walk into the toilet to pour it out by herself.
Yeah,
she made a mess.
She made a mess.
But she tried to do it herself, and we didn't even know until she made a mess.
Yeah.
So, like, she's just killing it.
She is.
It's amazing.
So proud of her. Like, I think that I fought it for so long because I was just like, oh, it's going to be a whole situation. But it really, like, what is today? Like, day five?
Day five.
We started this on Thursday.
Day two.
Last Thursday.
Was rough.
day two was rough, so we had to repeat day two because it's only supposed to be like a 3-day mm-hmm. training situation where she's, you know, mm-hmm. butt booty naked, running around the house for 3 days. And you, like, the first day you take her every 20 minutes, then the second day you're supposed to extend it to every 30 to 40 minutes, and then by the third day it's like every hour, and then you put them back in their underwear like half yeah. the day. So we did, the first day was great. Mm-hmm. Second day I tried to go up to 40 minutes, and that was a fail. So we went back down to like 25 minutes.
And that was a good day.
And then we had to do that again. We did that again for another day.
Yeah, yesterday was a killer day. And today has been great so far, too.
So we'll see. So we haven't worked on naps or night training yet. I'm not really sure how we just put her back in our undies today. So then I think maybe I'll give her a couple days of undies, and then we'll try like laying her down in her nap for her nap with undies on and see how that goes, and then eventually progress to nighttime training.
Yeah, because then we're going to need to progress her to the toddler bed. Like, remove the side of the crib and put her
in the tire. Because right now we have like a crib,
because she likes to climb out of the.
Because she climbs right up out of that mug. But we don't know if she would do that now.
We don't know. We don't want her to hurt herself. So that's why we originally did it.
Yeah.
We didn't want her to hurt herself. Now she's tall enough where she can just hang over the edge and do it anyways. Because she climbs up the couch couch.
She could get out right now. A little
acrobat.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm getting nervous about that. I feel like when we put Chad Jr. in their toddler bed, when all hell broke
loose. That's when it was, you know, us having to stand there with the door closed because he would try to get out and cry and be crying, and eventually he would get back in bed. Mm-hmm. It took pretty much a whole new sleep training cycle.
Yeah, pretty much washed all the sleep training we had done. We had to kind of start all over.
Yeah, and she's great at bedtime now, so we know that it's gonna be
a situation.
But yeah, I don't know. But that's the update on her potty training.
Yeah. But it's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. We're definitely.
I'm glad that we decided to do it now that we have all this time.
Perfect time to do it.
So
absolutely.
Then when she goes back into daycare, hopefully, like my hope is that she don't have to go back into pull-ups at all. Like she can go with her undies, and then that's good for her because she couldn't progress to the next class until she was potty trained.
She's smart enough to move, but
she wasn't potty trained. Potty trained. So
that was the only thing holding her up. So now she'll be ready to move on. But yeah, so that's the update. But we also, we gave you some updates on what we've been kind of spending our time doing. Mm-hmm. But I want to give you guys an idea if you're trying to figure out some things that you can do with your time because. Well, some of us have a little more time than we're used to, and maybe you don't. But if you do, or you're looking out for a way to kind of escape, I want to tell you about Best Fiends. We've talked about them before, both here on the podcast and in our vlog channel, Gay Babe TV, if you've not checked it out. But they're actually it's a pretty cool game. So it's actually a free download that you can get on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Basically, if you're looking for a game kind of puzzle games and games that are a little bit challenging, they kind of, it's not too challenging, it's not going to get you stressed out or anything like that, but it's fun, engaging, and you and your kids can play, or maybe just your kids, or maybe just you, whatever. Best Fiends is definitely the right kind of game. They've got, again, like I said, challenging puzzles, there's a story, it's fun and engaging. So a cool thing about Best Fiends is they update the game monthly with new levels and events, so it never gets old. So if you're playing it more and more, you don't have to worry about running out of things to do on there. It treats the game like a service for their players, so they're always trying to make it better for you. So it does not require the internet to play. You get on your phone again from the Google App Store or Google Play, and don't need Wi-Fi, and you can just use your cell data. So it's pretty awesome. So if you want to check out Best Fiends, you can engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. So again, download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. So check it out. If you haven't by now, what you waiting on? But yeah, so let's get into the question.
Finally, let's get into these
your
questions.
Turn
my turn to pick a
yes.
Okay. Let's go with let's see. 416.
Okay. 416.
That's my grandmother's birthday. Shout out to that.
Thanks for coming up. If you had a had the chance to go anywhere for dinner tomorrow, where would you go?
Honey, anywhere, okay, at this point.
Red Lobster. Denny's. I go to Denny's right now, okay?
Not a Red Lobster.
Get some Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Honey, hey, Denny's, give me that good moons over my hammy. You know how you have, like, I feel like every restaurant you have, like, the thing you order. I have never ordered anything other than moons over my hammy at Denny's. Nothing.
I've never got anything other than the original Grand Slam.
Yeah, like, that's just my order. Like, I got the same thing at Cracker Barrel, same thing at IHOP. Like, I get the standard, whatever, is it the fajita omelet with the pancakes on the side. I was about to call them biscuits. But where would I go for dinner if I could go anywhere tomorrow?
I know where.
You know your answer or my answer?
I know my answer.
Oh, okay. Where would I go?
What was the name of that place, though?
You know what would be really good? I mean, I can do this on a regular day, but I would love to go to Bossa Nova and eat there for dinner. This is my absolute favorite restaurant in L.A. I haven't had Bossa Nova in years.
Flying to L.A. tonight.
Man.
Just joking.
I would go there and eat.
Okay. All right. I'll keep that in mind.
Okay.
Weekend trip to Bossa Nova.
Okay. Well, not to Bossa Nova, but.
Well, technically Bossa Nova, but not technically Bossa Nova. You know what I mean? The broke man's Bossa Nova.
What? Where would you go, Shouty?
What was the place that we had dinner for the date? A really nice place in Carmel.
Oh, Anthony's Chop House.
Anthony's Chop House.
That place is so good. So if you're ever in Carmel, Indiana,
man,
not sure why you would be there, but if you are,
go to Anthony's Chop House.
Go to Anthony's Chop House. It is amazing.
It's not cheap.
It's definitely
but
not.
But the food is fantastic.
It is so good. Like
so good. So yeah, Anthony's Chop House.
I feel like that's probably the last place where we were like super impressed with.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We were like, wow, we got to come back. And we did. We went back. We've only been twice.
We've been twice.
I feel like it needs to be like a every other month type of thing.
I think so too. Like, because it's a special date. It's definitely nice.
Yeah. It's so good. When you're ready to spend $300 plus on a meal, go for it.
Because you got to get wine. You got
to
experience
the
whole.
You have to have the experience. Like, you can totally go and just like split a meal or, you know, not do all of the things, but you know, we want the appetizer.
If you want
to
splurge and like that's a great place to go splurge.
Like, it's nice. We did that the last time we went was our like Valentine's Day
the weekend prior to Valentine's Day.
So
it was great
back when we had a babysitter and had date nights outside of the house.
I know, right? That's crazy.
All of that stuff.
I do have this Friday I'm gonna make you something nice for dinner.
Oh, are you?
I have a recipe and everything.
What?
Oh yeah.
What you didn't tell me about this, Shorty? I'm excited. Can you tell me something so I can put it in my macro so I know?
I'm gonna make you chicken cordon bleu.
Okay. Just randomly decided to make chicken cordon bleu.
I've been wanting some because I saw one on Instagram.
So basically, he's making this for him. He's so funny. He's been wanting some. Did you hear that?
I'm making it for us.
You got something that you want to eat because I would never say I want some chicken cordon bleu.
Really?
Never.
You don't like chicken cordon bleu?
It's not at the top of my list. No.
You like chicken, you like cordon, and you like blue?
But chicken cordon bleu, isn't that like the fried piece of chicken with the ham and the cheese on the inside?
It's not going to be fried, though. It's not going to be bad for you like that. It's going to be macro friendly.
Oh, okay. It's still not at the top of my list, but I would love for you
to love cook. Swiss cheese.
This is hilarious.
You like chicken?
He's trying to convince me.
You like chicken?
That this
you like
meal
cheese?
That he wants to
and
make
like
for
ham.
Him is for me.
Well, but I was going to make it for us.
No, I think that's great. I think that just you taking the initiative and cooking something, I am happy with that. But it is your meal. Let's
well,
be
just
clear.
Just like you asked me for,
I would never be like,
just like you asked me
I
for biscuits and gravy.
Cordon bleu. I ain't never asked you for no biscuits and gravy. See, this is what I'm talking about. How he going to plan a date talking about I'm cooking something for you? But he cooking something for him. What are they doing?
I was going to do some scrimp on the side.
I would never say I want no scrimp.
You don't want no scrimp, Scooter? No.
This whole meal sounds like your idea.
Some scrimps? Some strawberries?
No, you know, I would prefer crab legs. Thank you. That's what I want to eat.
Well, we got those.
We
too.
Actually have those in the freezer. Exactly. But anyway.
You wouldn't know the Philly McNon?
That's no.
You wouldn't know Philly McNon?
I cannot deal with you right now.
And some scraps.
I cannot deal with you. Whatever.
Well, okay. Apparently I'm not making her chicken cordon for this Friday.
No, make it. Because that's what you want to make. Make it. Honey, I'll take the break. Would I tell you one thing I am tired of doing? Cooking. I have cooked so much in this past month. Cooking and baking. I actually really enjoy the baking. But the cooking, it's just so much to think about. Like,
she's so cute.
What are we going to have for dinner? I'm tired of coming up with ideas for dinner. So I will welcome the change cooking on Friday.
That's what I love about Gabrielle. She is not like, we are not like the cooking family.
We really are not.
We are not the family that's like, ooh, let's plan out our dinner all seven nights a week.
We have taco every Tuesday.
That's easy.
Every Tuesday. We started the one thing we can.
We started talking about trying to do a pizza night too.
Yeah, I think we said Fridays we're going to be pizza night, but we haven't really implemented.
So
that
we need to implement pizza night because I know the kids love pizza. We love pizza.
Yes, and
so
I'm about to start Sunday dinners.
Sunday dinner. So if we can start making healthy pizza options, you know,
yeah, like then build your own
types. Yeah, build your own types, and then that takes away the, you know, the badness of getting pizza from somewhere else.
It's not the badness. No food is bad. You can make it all work.
Well, the macros aren't as friendly.
Yes, true. So yeah, I do want to do Sunday dinners. I asked my peeps on Instagram the other day, like, do they do Sunday dinners? And somebody replied, and I cracked up laughing. She was like, "Yes, Black people, we do Sunday dinners." And I was like, "You're right. Sunday dinners has been a thing for years, but it's never been something that we've done."
Yeah.
And then I also had somebody give me the idea that her and her family, like her immediate family, like they switch off. So she was like, obviously now they're not going to each other's house, but somebody would. So like, you know, maybe mom cooks on one Sunday, then maybe one of the siblings cook on the next Sunday.
That's
so they rotate. And I was like, man, we should do that with mom and Nana.
I think that's fun.
Like, yeah, we just switch Sundays.
And my mom, and then we just drive down to Alabama on those days.
Drive on down, I know, right? Like, I think that would be really cool. And then somebody also said Sundays is their, like, family day period. Sunday dinners, no TV, no electronics, just family. Did she pee on the floor?
In the potty?
Yay!
Yay!
Good job, dude! Yay! So, yeah. Sunday dinners is about to be a thing.
Yes, about to be a thing. I like that idea of switching off every weekend once everything's back to...
Once everything is back to semi-normal.
Semi-normal,
we're still
then
trying to figure out what we're going to do for Nana on her birthday.
Yeah.
I wanted to do a drive-by. I don't know. Like, part of me is like, I'm not fearful. Like, I feel like we could see her and she would be fine, but then I also, it's like that I just don't know if I want to take the chance, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
we've not really been anywhere, but
yeah, it's just one of those things.
I don't know, it's just really weird. It's such a weird time right now. So
yeah, it is, it's just a weird time. And you know, you think of someone that, you know, is much older, you know, and
yeah, I mean, Nana's about to be 79.
Exactly. So,
so
you think of, you know, okay, just as you get older, your immune system and everything is just weaker in general, right? You don't recover as fast. So you're just thinking of, you know, we pray and believe that she's good and she will be good.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know.
Yeah, we might just ride over there so she can see the kids.
We'll stand on one side of the yard.
I know,
on the other side.
We'll just be like, hey.
Put a table, shove a table in front of her, we'll have a table in front of us.
I know, right?
But.
Yeah. So I feel like we need another question.
You want another one?
Yeah, let's do another one.
Okay.
Why not? We're only going to do like an Ask Gabe and Babe today, so we don't really have like a topic to talk about.
I'm just gonna
My turn. Your turn to pick.
362.
What lasting lesson did you learn from your parents?
Let me do what Gabriel does.
Do I do that for real?
Mm-hmm. Whenever you're like kind of like joking, thinking about something.
King Noah.
We could be here all day, folks. What lasting lesson?
I think you learned a lot.
I learned a lot of what
not to do.
I think that I learned. I just learned how to I learned, somehow I learned that if I wanted to do something or I wanted to be something, that I could achieve it regardless of what anybody else thought. Like, mm-hmm. so because I was, you know, I never saw that or was represented that. It was never a representation in our family mm-hmm. that, you know, you could do or be anything other than Mark, you know, Mark was very successful and he did the same thing. Like he, you know, took the initiative and went off and did his own thing and became successful. So I saw it from him. But what I learned is the opposite is true, is if you don't do anything, mm-hmm. then you can't expect a bunch of return mm. on your investment, yeah. which your investment was, if your investment's nothing, then you're not going to get a return.
So that's
what I saw. I saw that there was no investment in working hard towards something. Therefore there was no return. Hmm. And so I, you know, saw that, well, if I go work hard, if I get away from this and I go work hard, then the possibilities are endless. And so that's why I joined the Army and got as far away as I could because then it was on me.
Yeah.
You know, and I did well, yeah. you know, and I've done well.
Yeah.
So I learned that. I learned that you don't have to be a product of your environment.
Mm.
That you don't have to be just like, you know, a lot of men end up being just like their father and blame it on their father. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily agree with that thinking or that way. I think that yes, you will always have a piece of your father in you, but to grow up and be just like him, if he was completely bad to you, if you grow up and be exactly like him, you can't blame him. You're your own person. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to make that choice. You could have chose to be different.
Yeah.
And I think there's too many times where men have decided to blame their father for how they are. And I just think that can only go so far.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Like you're not your father. You're a different person. And once you let go of that, then you can be a better person. Mm-hmm. You can be a different person. You can be your own man.
And that goes both ways. That's with women yeah. and mothers and yeah. like anybody. Like you're not a product of what you have seen or what you were raised.
Yeah.
Like you can make the choice to be different.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. So I think that, yeah, that's what I learned. I learned that there were possibilities were endless because I saw that I didn't want what I had.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
That was a good question.
Yeah, it's a good one. Okay. All right, so...
So we'll get to this Ask Gabe and Beep.
Yes.
All right, so this one...
Yes!
Shawty know she...
With the best. Okay, sorry. It's our song right there.
That is our jam. I don't even know who sings that song.
It's by Kyle. It's called Yes.
Oh, okay.
Get the edited version. Hot song. It gets you hyped.
It really does.
Yeah.
And then that beat drops.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Like I mean, the lyrics are on point. It's yes. just dope. But get the edited version and play it in the morning, best. And you and your kids will go off.
Yeah, we'll have like our little dance parties when we play it.
Yes.
All right. So we've got an Ask Gabe and Babe from Shannon. Shout out to you, Shannon.
What's up, Shannon?
She says, "Hi, Gabe. Hi, Babe. Appreciation. Oh, thank you for this appreciation. I haven't even read it yet." She said, "I recently discovered your pod during quarantine, and now I am obsessed with you. With all of your channels." I was struggling there. "I'm obsessed with all of your channels. I am currently binge watching your old vlogs, which are way better than Netflix at the moment, might I add." Thank you. That is so cool.
Better than Tiger King? Appreciate that.
"I used to be scared to travel, but the both of you have inspired me to do so one day." That is awesome.
It's amazing.
"You know, when there's no longer a global pandemic preventing me to explore." Absolutely. We get it, honey.
Yeah.
But go out there and see the world, okay? See all the things. So thank you for that appreciation.
Yeah, very sweet.
So
you,
here's her question. "I am currently in my last semester of college and will be graduating in May." Yay. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
"After that, I will be moving out of the dorms and back with my family. This is a big trigger for me because I will be losing a lot of my independence, social life, and self-esteem due to strict parental rules. My biggest fear is losing the adult I grew to be throughout college and reverting back to my 6-year-old self trying to please my parents." Mm-hmm. "Recently, I have been thinking about trying out therapy. Do you have any tips, tricks, advice, or experiences that could help me with my first time going? Thank you, and you guys are the best." Thank you, Shannon. Yes. You are the best. That was a really, really sweet, really sweet
Very
message.
Nice. I mean, good, great question, too.
Really, really good question. So that's a lot in that. And I've been there and I get it because I definitely lost a sense of independence when I had to move back home because it was almost like, you know, I mean, it was like, you're back home under my roof, so my rules. I don't care how old you are, you live in here, so it's my rules. And I think that that's why I was not there but for a summer. I was there from like May to September, and then I was out. But when it comes to therapy, I think that my biggest tip is one size is not fit all, and it's okay to try a few before you find the one that you're comfortable with. And I can say that as someone who's been going to therapy for years now. How long has it been? Like 3 years now, yeah, I feel like? Yeah. At least three years now. But she was not the first therapist that I
tried.
So, yeah, the first therapist that I tried, I think, was just somebody that my, like, primary care physician had recommended to me. So I went and I had one session. I don't know if I had one session or two sessions, but I just didn't feel comfortable.
It wasn't a connection.
It wasn't really a connection. And I was just like, I don't know that this is what therapy is supposed to feel like. I want to be in a position where I feel comfortable, you know, being vulnerable and talking about the things, because if I can't do that, then what's the point? So I actually asked around some of my friends if they knew of, you know, any therapist or if they had been to any, because I figured maybe if I get a reference from someone, then I might be more comfortable. They pointed me to an office, and the person that they referred me to wasn't necessarily it wasn't the person that I went to. I just looked at the website, and I actually went with the owner of the practice. So that is my number one tip, is to make sure you feel completely comfortable with your therapist, because when you go, you want to make sure that you're getting out of it what you need to get 100%, out of it. And 100%. If you feel reserved and you can't completely be yourself or completely say the things that you're feeling, then you're going to shortchange yourself. So that's my number one tip. And there are so many resources. Like, if you don't have anybody that you can ask to refer you, like there's, you know, Psychology Today, there's like a whole list. Like, you can go on there and look up therapists in your area. There's also, I don't know your ethnicity, but there is Therapy for Black Girls, which is an awesome resource if you are looking for a woman of color to be your therapist. And I think that also, and I don't even know what your, most of our audience is Black women, but if you're not, forgive me. But I know that that's also something that made a difference with me too, because 100%. My therapist is a Black woman, and there was just a connection there, you know? Not that I couldn't have had a connection with a white woman or if any other ethnicity, but it did make a difference. So that's my biggest tip. Do you have a tip?
Yeah, no, I think that's all great. And yeah, and Gabrielle's speaking from someone that's doing it currently, right? And she's seen so much growth and benefits from it, and I've seen it as well from her, like just the things that she's thinking about things differently. I like to say that I should be her therapist, because I often say the exact same thing and then the therapist says it, and she's like, yeah, you'll never believe it. I'm like, I do believe, because I said it too first. But I get it, because you know, it's sometimes you need validation from someone outside of your circle, right? You need someone that's going to give you, you know, once it comes from someone that doesn't know you, it's going to be raw, and you're going to be like, oh, okay. You know, Chad didn't just say it because he loves me or he cares about me, right? So I get it, and that's okay. I love messing with her, though. But, like, so I've done therapy. I did therapy when I was in the military. Didn't really have a good experience because they were military therapists, and so they're, what I always felt was their job was just to get me back to where I could be on duty and no problem. Like, they were, you know, like, so I could, you know, like, if I had issues, they wanted to try to, you know, not fix the issues, but, you know, get to the issues to the point where we can just get back to work. There's, you know, the work never stopped, but make sure that the work never stopped, or that there wasn't a lower work, you know, performance because of it. So I never felt like there was actually a connection there. It was really just because there was rank, you know, I mean, they were, you know, officers. I was a non-commissioned officer. So there was still this rank thing too, right? So whether you want to get personal or not, you know, at the same time, this is someone that you would salute.
Like your superior.
Yeah, this is someone that you would salute. Or if you get out of line, they can pull rank. And, you know, and then it's, well, then that trust. Because what I've always thought is that, you know, therapy is something that you should be able to fully trust that person.
Absolutely.
You're building a trust. Because you're going to confide in them some very personal things. And if you can't trust them, trust that they're not going to use it against you, which someone in a superior position could do, then it's not going to work.
That's a good point.
So I am actually currently, after seeing all of the success and the growth that Gabriella's, you know, had, I'm actually, there's actually a male therapist that works at the office where she's at. And so I'm filling out his paperwork so that I can possibly meet with him and see if him and I have a connection. For one, just because it's really hard to find friends at 37 years old. It's hard to find friends that you can get deep with that are also going to get deep with you or listen enough to be there to offer advice. Mm-hmm. And I just struggle with that. I always end up thinking I've got somebody that's, you know what, and then it just, I'm the only one trying to get deep. And it's just, I don't want a friendship like that. I want someone that's going to be, I can get deep with, and they can get deep with me. If you don't feel comfortable getting deep with me, then we're not building a relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Simple as that. And that's how I feel at 37. And so, you know, if I find a therapist, so I'm hoping with, you know, with him, we'll have a connection. And if not, then I'll continue to look. But we can talk about, you know, what I deal with, you know, is just being a man trying to support his family, what I've dealt with in the past, you know, and processing and working through all of those things, you know, when it comes to the, you know, the war or childhood or whatever. And so I'm excited about it.
I'm excited for you.
It's also a little, you know, little nerves, you know, obviously, because you're going to be talking to me, you're going to be vulnerable. And that's okay. That's something I've never had a problem with being, since I've been with Gabrielle, I've never had a problem with being vulnerable.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's time for me to do that, you know, with someone else outside of our relationship so that I can talk, you know, and hopefully he can give me some insights the same way that she gets some great insights as well.
And I think for you, it was a little bit of like mindset shift too, because of your previous experience.
Yeah. I always think, well, you know, I'm not against therapy.
Like we've been talking about this for a long time and he had the information. He started to try and set up an appointment. Then we missed the appointment. Then it's like, what is happening? And I think you recently just shared with me that you're kind of hesitation based off of previous
I'm all for therapy. I think it's great, but my hesitancy, whatever, y'all know what I'm trying to say, is because of my past experience with therapy. So, you know, therapy is a great thing if you find the right person.
It's awesome.
So I'm hoping that I get the right person. You know, my relationship with, you know, our communication between each other is great. We talk about everything. My communication with God is great. Hers communication with God is great. But it's about hopefully getting some insight and some help from someone else. So you should definitely, you know, all that long, but I think it's good. Hopefully this helps you hearing some of our story. I think that absolutely therapy can help if you just go in there and be yourself. Talk about what's really bothering you and what you're really experiencing, because that's the only way you're going to get to the truth. Is if you're truthful.
Right. I was going to say, like, that's another thing. Like, go in there with the mindset that you're going to get something out of this. Like, don't be reserved. Don't hold back. Like, this should be your place where you can let it all out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So make sure that you do that. And then I was just going to say kudos to you for even recognizing that you need to go. Because I think that a lot of people feel like they could use help, but because of the stigma around it, they don't get help.
Especially at your age, you're probably, 22, 23?
Yeah, so kudos to you for even being like, you know what, I really think that I need to talk to somebody to work through some of these issues. And I just think that that's amazing. Like, I personally, absolutely, and you guys have heard me say this a million times, I think that everybody, if I could gift everybody like 5 sessions at a therapist, I would, because it is so helpful. And you go in there for one thing, and then there's so many other things that come out and you're like, ah, so this is why I respond to this that way.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying? It just kind of helps you learn more about yourself. So that's pretty much my advice. Like, you know, find somebody that you're comfortable with. And then once you're comfortable, be all in.
Yeah.
Because you're only going to get out of it what you put into it. I
wanted to add something that you and I have talked about before. You heard somewhere and you said it to me. It made a lot of sense. Was I don't remember where you heard it, but basically you're always told to eat right, to take care of your body, right? You're told to work out so you can, you know, keep yourself strong. You're told to, you know, go to the chiropractor if your back's hurting, get it cracked. You're told to get massages to, you know, relieve stress and muscles, you know, and you know, loosen your body up.
You buy a car, you take it to get the oil changed.
You take it to get the oil, right? But what are you doing? You're talking about, you know, if you follow Jesus, right? You're told to pray and read your Bible, read this, get in the scripture, go to church and feed yourself spiritually. What are you doing to feed and maintain and repair your emotional state?
Mm-hmm. And your mental health.
And your mental health, right? Mental health is, look, mental health is huge. And that's mm-hmm. something that I've always cared about, but I've started to care about it more. As I've noticed that I deal with things, you know, little triggers that'll trigger me from all the way back to when I was a kid, mm-hmm. you know, little things that like, why am I so bothered by this? And then I'll discover it from something way off. Right. Like, but that's mental health. Right. And if you're not dealing with these things and getting them out, then you're not fully taking care of your entire self. And that's why it's important.
Yeah, too. Absolutely. It's so important. Like, and it's an ongoing thing. Like, I think in some capacity, I will probably always have a therapist, even if it's just a quarterly check-in, you know, because you need that check-in. You go to the doctor annually. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like, you do these things because it's maintenance.
Ain't nothing wrong with some therapizing.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little therapizing.
You got to therapize.
Okay. And then I was going to say, my challenge to you is to reframe your thoughts around going back home, mm-hmm. because you're saying that, you know, it's a trigger for you because you will be losing a lot of your independence, and your fear is that you'll revert back to this young child. But our thoughts are very powerful. So if you continue to tell yourself that this is what that experience is going to be,
it's going
to
be that way.
That's how you're going to you're framing it for it to do just what your thoughts are creating. You know what I'm saying? So I would just challenge you to look at it completely different and go into it with a plan. Yeah. Maybe you don't know how long you will be there, or you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe you know you'll have to be there for a year or whatever, but just look at it as like, you know what? This is going to be a blessing. If I'm in my parents' house, maybe I'll be able to work and save some money. Maybe I'll be able to connect with my parents on a different level. So, like, you just have to look at, like, put a positive spin on it and tell yourself, you know what? This is going to be different, and it may be a challenge, mm-hmm. but it's not going to be horrible. You know, like, because I think that a lot of times we set ourselves up for the worst with our thoughts, and then our thoughts just manifests. So what if you had better thoughts about it and more positive thoughts about it, then you could manifest a better situation before you even get there. Yeah. So, I think that definitely you should.
No, I think that's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's an amazing, I think. And then, you know what? Have a conversation. Maybe go talk to your parents and tell them how you're feeling, you know, that, hey, look, that this is very difficult for me because, you know, I've mm-hmm. been on my own for 4 years now, and I feel like I've grown into this person, and I don't want to feel this way, and you guys aren't doing anything to make me feel this way, but subconsciously I feel this way. Yeah. And I want, you know, you to know that I'm responsible, that I'm going to be doing what I can to provide for myself. You know, I'm working towards something better here, but I also want to make sure that, you know, there can be some mutual respect, as I'm an adult now, and I want to be, you know, I want to be able to feel like I'm an adult in my parents' house.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, maybe it's a conversation of where you let your feelings out. I don't know if you have that ability to talk to them. But maybe if you do, then maybe that's the conversation that you have, so that you maybe that's they'll it. Be like, no, we're gonna, maybe there'll be something completely where they'll be like, no, we would never make you feel that way.
Yeah,
you know, like,
you never know.
But if you go into these feelings and never tell them about it, then that's, you know, well, then that, yeah, it's gonna be bad.
It's just gonna affect, yeah, because you're gonna be holding on to that. So it, whether you know it or not, will affect your interaction with them, or, you know, like, it'll just be this tension you're holding on to.
You created, yeah.
That you created, and
yeah,
it might not even be necessary. So,
yeah.
Hopefully that helps.
Yes, hopefully.
Best of luck where your last semester. I don't even know, like, are you missing out on like a commencement ceremony? Yeah. I'm sorry if you are. That sucks, man. All of the seniors, ugh, That sucks when I think about it.
It does.
I would be devastated if I couldn't walk across the stage. I mean, of course, you still finish, but
yeah, that, no, that
it's
was,
just like that thing you look forward to, you know?
Yeah, that would stink. Yeah. But.
So, yeah, I think that that was good. Thank you for sending that in.
Yeah, that was great. Hopefully
it helped.
Helped you, Shannon, but then hopefully it helped, you know, some
anybody
other people
else,
that are
if
listening
you've been on
or
the
watching.
Fence about therapy or thinking about therapy, like, you don't have anything to lose, in my opinion.
Nothing.
Yeah, especially if you feel like you need to talk to somebody or you recognize that there's a need there. Like, don't sit on it, you know.
No,
just
yeah.
Just act on it.
And even deeper, yeah. Like, if you feel depressed, and let's be honest, people, I think that you know when you're feeling depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe whether you want to call it depression or not, you know when you're feeling depressed and you're not feeling yourself. You need help.
Yeah.
You need help. So if you feel like you're not yourself every day, like there's something just off, I don't care, just anything, then you need to talk to someone, because that can snowball into a lot worse things. And so you got to take care of yourself.
Yep, you do.
Yeah.
You
so,
only get one life. Let's make the best of it.
Make the best of it. Exactly.
For
so
real.
Yeah. So hopefully you enjoyed.
Yeah.
Hopefully this helped you. You know,
keep the questions coming. Keep the Ask Gabe and Babes coming. You guys can always email us at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com. Put the hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe in the subject so we know that it's something you want us to cover on the podcast.
Yeah.
You can also tweet us at letsmakeoutpod. We're over on Instagram and Facebook at letsmakeoutpodcast. We would love it if you'd take the time to review this podcast. If you've gotten anything from it, whatever platform you're listening on, if you could leave us a review, we would love that.
Absolutely.
It also helps, you know, the search and allows other people to become familiar with us, so we can just, you know, reach as many people as possible.
Yeah, can keep growing this community of positivity.
Absolutely.
Love,
it
life,
to
and
be
laughter.
More of that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Especially in the time we're in right now. So
absolutely.
Yeah, we appreciate you all taking the time to spend a little bit of time with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we will talk to you
next week.
Next week.
All right, guys.
Deuces. Bye.